The quality of our squad's decent, so anybody that we would be interested in would have to be better than what we've already got. We're not specifically going out saying I need this, this, and this. So we're just seeing who's available, like everybody else, and just monitoring the market and hope nobody comes in for any of ours.
Is it more important in this respect then that you keep your squad together rather than add to it?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's important that you keep all your best players, but we're realistic at the same time and know that we're in League Two, and if teams from higher leagues come in for your players, then that presents a problem for you. But at this moment in time, all well and good on that front.
You've not heard anything yet then?
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all, which is good.
Is there any sense that the lads who have had to be patient and are still being patient might have to come to you and say, "Boss, can I go?"
I'm sure that there's one or two that want to play more game time, and I fully understand that. And if that was the case, we'd have to sit down and have a conversation. But we haven't had that conversation with players, so we're delighted with that because it means that they want to still be part of it.
So difficult, isn't it, this season, in the respect that if you want to let someone go out, for example, for the rest of the season on loan, but are still in your plans, and then you get three injuries in one position, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Very much so, and obviously, like you've just said there, with this window situation, you have to be very, very careful that you don't leave yourself short. And touch wood, at the beginning of the season, we had that with our strikers, where we had four, I think four missing, and that left us short. But ever since then, we've been okay in that scenario.
We've all criticised it from time to time, particularly in the media, because we love transfers. But has it made your job a little bit easier in terms of you can concentrate on coaching a bit more than picking the phone up?
I suppose it has, yeah. I suppose in that sense, you're not constantly on the phone. You haven't got agents constantly ringing you, offering players or people in for your players. So that closes that option. But yeah, it's not been too bad for us. There's only been probably one or two occasions where you're thinking, oh, we might need to go into the oh no, we can't scenario. So overall, from my point of view, it's been okay.
So you're happy with the size of the squad that you have now, and anything else now to come in would have to be better to
Better.
go into your team, would it?
Yeah, 100%. I can't see anybody wanting to come here to be in the squad and just be sat on the bench. They'll be coming to play, so they've got to be better than what we've got. If at all, like I say, if nobody comes in or no one's available, then we're fine. We'll carry on with what we got.